After its humiliating defeat in the three heartland states at the hands of the BJP, the Congress is facing bars from the India Alliance. Allies who are now taking the Congress party to task. The stunning defeats have dwindled the Congress leverage in the alliance and put brakes on its dream of possibly leading the alliance.
As the Congress nursed its wounds after losing Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh to the BJP, India bloc allies wasted no time in adding insult to the Congress's injury, distancing the alliance from the defeat.
Lok Tantra mein log last word hai aur Congress mein jo log chahte hai ki bhai sab milke BJP ke sath ladai kare. मैं उनको यही कह सकता हूं कि समय कम है आप अपने हिसाब से सबको इकट्ठा करने का जो प्रयास है वो शुरू तो हो ही चुका है उसको फिर से एक बार करके अगर एक साथ लड़ाई करना चाहे तो इट शुड रिफ्लेक्ट इन योर एक्शन नॉट योर वर्ड्स.
ऑन द डे कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे कॉल्ड एन इंडिया ब्लॉक मीटिंग टू चार्ट द फ्यूचर कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन इट बिकेम क्लियर दैट द कांग्रेस पॉलिटिकल स्टॉक इन द ब्लॉक has taken a severe beating after the state results, which have put a big question mark on its claim to alliance leadership.
सिर्फ और सिर्फ कांग्रेस पार्टी की हार है. उन्होंने गठबंधन के किसी भी घटक दल से न संपर्क किया न सहयोग माना. वो अपने बलबूते पर बीजेपी को हराने की योजना बना रहे थे जो एक दुःस्वप्न था.
नीतीश कुमार had earlier taken a jibe at the Congress for ignoring the alliance as it got too busy with state polls.
गठबंधन इस देश की राजनीति का यथार्थ है और गठबंधन कृत्रिम चीज नहीं है, ये अनवरत चीज है. बैठक से चुनाव के नतीजे नहीं प्रभावित होते हैं. जब तक साझा रणनीति और कार्यनीति नहीं बनेगी तब तक वह जनता का विश्वास प्राप्त नहीं होता है.
And there is hardly any love lost between the Congress and the Samajwadi Party in UP, where Akhilesh Yadav's party is the larger constituent of the alliance. He made his displeasure clear after being snubbed by Kamal Nath, an MP, in the run-up to the elections.
राजनीति में परिणाम आते हैं और जो भी परिणाम आएंगे कोई भी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी है उसको स्वीकार करेगी, लेकिन लड़ाई लंबी है. इन परिणामों से हमें और जिन लोगों को भारतीय जनता पार्टी जैसी बड़ी पार्टी का मुकाबला करना है उन्हें बहुत तैयारी करनी पड़ेगी. इसलिए मुझे उम्मीद है कि आने वाले समय में परिणाम दूसरे होंगे.
These three states that the Congress lost on Sunday contribute 65 seats in the Lok Sabha. In 2019, the BJP, despite losing them all in the 2018 state polls, won 61 of these seats. This is just three states in the larger Hindi heartland states that send over half of the Lok Sabha MPs. The Congress is nowhere and the BJP has all but swept the heartland seats. In the larger states of Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar and Bengal, India allies, the SP in UP, the RJD-JDU in Bihar, the NCP Sena in Maharashtra and the TMC in Bengal will now bargain for more seats as the Congress stands defeated in a direct contest with the BJP. The party is now in power only in three states, Himachal Pradesh in the north and Karnataka and Telangana in the south. These three states account for just 49 Lok Sabha seats. In Bihar, Tamil Nadu and Jharkhand, the Congress is a junior partner in the alliance governments. The big regional leaders will now punch above their weight as the Congress keeps shedding its political capital one election at a time. NDTV Bureau Report.
All right, so how big a setback is this for the India Alliance ahead of the next elections? We are joined by Neeta Chaudhary, Shipra Mathur, Sanjal Shastri, the political analyst, Ghanshyam Tiwari of the Samajwadi Party, and Nagesh D, spokesperson of the Congress Party. Let me go across to Nagesh. What we've now been told is that Mamata Banerjee will not attend the next India Alliance meeting, which is scheduled on Wednesday. This announcement comes just a day after, you know, your election loss in those three states of the Hindi heartland. How much of a setback is that?
It's not a setback. Maybe she has some commitment, a prayer commitment. This may be a schedule lagger. That could be one reason. About the India Alliance is at very nurturing stage. we can't judge it, but in a shorter time, that whether India Alliance stand against BJP or not. Yes, Congress lost three of the state, which majorly contributes to the parliament, but it doesn't mean that they are stepping back to fight with what is ruling in the state, what is happening. If injustice is happening, definitely India Alliance would be stand up against the ruling class. But which is what I am trying to say you is like seeing this loss, we can't say that India Alliance is not up to fight against BJP.
No,
we
but Nagesh,
decided
tell me
to
this.
Fight together.
It's not just Mamata Banerjee. Omar Abdullah has also said, and I quote, on December 6th, the Congress chief has invited some India Alliance leaders for lunch. They recalled the India Alliance after 3 months. Let's see. So again, you know, I mean, it seemed like a taunt from a partner of the alliance.
See, it could be like, we must see this way, like India Alliance is a many blocks, right? We have to bring them on a line. There are things we're supposed to be support, timely things, prayer commitment things. Let's say when Omar Abdullah's case comes, he may have some other things to do. But when it comes to India Alliance, a concrete line, it's not designed. It takes time to bring multi minds together. But India, I'm sure, I believe that India Alliance holds a complete democratic essence, because multiple minds and multiple thoughts are there. They come up with their own idea. Some people think some.
All right. So it is. I take your point that it's a large alliance and it does take time. But let's see what the impact is going to be. Nija Chaudhary, you know, we heard the Prime Minister speak yesterday after the election result. He had a certain vision, and Modi moved into campaign mode for the general elections within hours of this election ending. That narrative which the BJP has, do you believe that the India Alliance has anywhere close to that narrative going forward?
Look, the India Alliance doesn't have the narrative that is needed. It doesn't have the organization that's needed. But today, I am simply amazed at the reaction of the allies. You know, when a member of the family faces failure or defeat or falls flat on their face, the rest of the members of the family don't heap demoralization on them, further, pulling them down. You hold their hands. If you're serious about meeting the challenge that the Modi juggernaut poses to the India Alliance, you would have, you will have to sit down and strategize together. The Congress may have made a mistake or may not have made a mistake by not going in with the allies in these states where elections have just been held. But to start attacking so many of the allies, to start attacking the Congress on the next day, how are you going to create the unity? How are you going to create the one-on-one contest, which is the core issue for India Alliance? More than the narrative, more than the leadership issue, it is whether you can create one-on-one contest against the BJP and the NDA in the 400 Lok Sabha seats that the India Alliance earmarked. I'm simply amazed, you know, today at this kind of avalanche of attack against the Congress. It may or may not deserve it. That's not the point here.
No, but I take your point, Nija, that it is. Where does it show cohesion? Ghanshyam Tiwari, is the India Alliance essentially stumped after this election loss of the Congress?
Good evening, Vishnu, to you, my fellow co-panelists and the viewers. I think that point that Nirja ji is making is right, and it will sit well with the viewers. But there are three things that I see emerging from here. One is that in the Hindi heartland, Congress will cede leadership stage to the regional players who have stronger organizations in the heartland and have more credible campaigns going. That said, Congress achieving 40% plus vote share in multiple states is definitely not a lost battle. It's a goal post where the India Alliance has to achieve near 49%, which is what BJP achieved in Madhya Pradesh, for example. The second is that BJP getting shunned from the south of India means that there is an aspirational narrative that can be built on top of the current setup, and Congress can show a greater leadership role in building that narrative. These two things combined with the fact that Prime Minister Modi's, no matter how popular he may seem after this verdict, that his core promises in the last 10 years, whether it is to the youth or to people in general or farmers, have not materialized and do not lead to an aspirational agenda for a family today.
But is Ghanshyam, with all respect, the results seem to suggest otherwise.
Well, yes, that is exactly what I said, that while yesterday's verdict may look different, but the fact is that going into 2024, each of the combination, whether it is NDA or India Alliance, has to promise something.
Okay.
The Achhe Din that Modi promised is not here, whereas the agenda for India for 2024 can be more aspirational, depending on how India Alliance builds.
You need to have that aspirational agenda first, Ghanshyam. I would suggest that's still not emerged. But I'll come back to you in just a moment. I wanted to return to Nageshti because Ghanshyam Tiwari had an important point to make. He said that there is an expectation of the Congress, quote, ceding leadership space in the heartland, right? Is that something that the Congress is willing to do when it comes to 2024?
The Congress has been doing that. See, one thing you're supposed to observe, that vote share of the Congress got increased, whether it may be. We gave a tough fight in Chhattisgarh too. In fact, I can't claim it a tough fight in Madhya Pradesh too. You have to see that way. Somewhere, I believe, Congress, that so-called Modi wave is getting degraded, eroded, because Congress is raising its voice and raising its strength when it comes to vote bank share. So that is what one's supposed to observe here. And when it comes to the leadership, yes, Congress party has been doing it. In future, Congress sure. party will do a survival of the fittest kind of the leadership would bring in for upon.
Sanjal Shastri, the Prime Minister yesterday spelt it out. He said, number one, women, number two, Adivasis, number three, young people. And he built in the development agenda through the prism of these groups. That is what the Prime Minister is going to fight, or the BJP is going to fight the next elections on. What is the India Alliance going to fight the next elections on?
Vishnu, I think that's one of the key concerns for the Alliance. Clearly, 2019 demonstrated that you cannot fight an election merely on an agenda of defeating the BJP. So you need a clear, I would say, an ideological sort of cohesion within the alliance. So you need to set the agenda. That is very critical. And one thing Madhya Pradesh has shown, that the soft Hindutva plank is not going to work. So I think in the coming days, it's critical for the India Alliance to really sit together and identify an ideological plank on which they can fight the election. Probably an alternative narrative that they would set when compared to the BJP and the NDA. So at the heart of it, you cannot fight an election in 2024 purely based on a single point agenda of defeating the BJP. If that is the case, then I do not see much hope for the India Alliance to make much headway in 2024. It's critical for them to come up with an agenda and come up with and fight the election based on a vision, based on an idea.
Shipra Mathur, would you say that the campaign of the Congress party, not entirely, but to a large extent, in the Hindi heartland, was on this negative agenda of taking on the Prime Minister, taking on all sorts of allegations which have been there against him, and throwing in a couple of sops, but not having a larger image or a larger picture that young people in India, women in India, Adivasis in India, the groups that the BJP has said are absolutely key, that none of these groups really saw anything as being transformative, transformational, aspirational. Do you believe that that's what the Congress lacked?
Absolutely. If you see the Hindi heartlands, you know, they fail to assess that what are the aspirations of the new voters, what are the aspirations of the tribal belt or the OBCs. That's a complete failure if you see this Chhattisgarh results especially, because OBC and tribal factor was so crucial. I would also quote the statement of Rajasthan Assembly's Speaker C.P. Joshi, who a Congress leader, a big leader, but he lost his seat also. And in his interview, he has written today that the advantage with the BJP is that it's a well-organized and well-oiled party. So they remain active throughout 5 years, not at the, when the elections are closed, they become active. And at the same time, we also see that what is the biggest missing point in the Congress party or the alliance also, if you talk about it. There's a lot of chaos and confusion amongst them. And also that there's no cadre at work on the ground. While on the contrary, if you see these elections, especially in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh also, the BJP cadre was also at work. And I was speaking to some people in RSS also. Mm-hmm. They have also said that we have this time, I think this is first election perhaps, that the RSS cadre has also actively participated in the political process. So that vote swing that is so visible in all four states, in Rajasthan, 2% increase in vote share. In MP also, 5-6% of increase in vote share. In MP also, in Telangana also. The increase in vote share has completely changed the scenario. And I think what has to be understood by the Congress or the alliance, that if you are not actively working on targeting and this narcissism also, that, if you see the elections in Rajasthan, the advertisement that if you do not vote for Congress party, these Chiranjeevi Yojana, you will not be benefited by this Yojana. So that threat and that fear factor that they tried to encash didn't work here.
Okay.
That caste census also was supposed to be a big issue for the Congress.
And it turned out not to be that.
Pardon?
It didn't turn out to be a big issue at all. In fact, what did work to the favor of the BJP were carefully scripted programs, Ladli Behna, for example, which was immaculately run. The deliverables were achieved and people were happy, as opposed to just potentially throwing sops in the direction of voters, which is a time-tested old method, which in today's India may not actually work. But be that as it may, Neeraja, it has been said, and it's been said by Mamata Banerjee today, that the Congress would have done better if some votes were not cut by India parties. Is there any electoral sense in what she said?
Yes, there is. I think if few seats had been given to the allies, tactically, strategically, it would have worked better in cementing the ties between the India alliance. So that is a given that Congress, acted hoity-toity in some states and didn't do so. That's another story. But do you throw the baby with the bathwater? I mean, what is it that you're in the face of such a huge sweep in favor of the BJP in the Hindi heartland states? I mean, the challenge is huge for India. But how are they going? They're not going to meet the challenge by attacking each other. This, to me, is inexplicable. I can understand that the regional parties are afraid that in the long run, the Congress may devour them rather than meet the challenge of the BJP, as has happened in Telangana, where it has hurt the BRS, but has not hurt the BJP in the North Indian states. And of course, the good part of the story, the flip side of the story is that a chastened Congress may be easier to deal with in terms of adjustment of sure. the India alliance for the Lok Sabha election. That may be the flip side, as I say, a good part of it. Many people were worried, suppose they win two or three states, they their arrogance will touch the skies. Many people, I was in Bombay and opposition leaders were heard talking about this. So anyway, it's nothing to celebrate, but certainly it's understandable that there is demoralization in the opposition ranks. But what is the determination with which they are going to counter this? Or are they going to throw in the towel?
Nagesh, would you like to take that finally? People want to know if there is a viable, and Ghanshyam, I'll come to you after that. Nagesh first, where is a viable opposition?
See, as ma'am said, previously, as she said that in Congress would be better going alone and taking on to BJP. But when it comes to regional party, it performed very well in the Telangana. This gives a lesson that Congress is able enough to tackle at the national level too. India Alliance is a...
Go ahead, Nagesh. All right, we've lost that line with him. Ghanshyam, go ahead.
Well, I think that there are three things that will hold out for India Alliance. One is that as I said, there's a stronger possibility of a tighter alliance between regional parties and Congress Party with a focus on Hindi heartland narrative. It is not that BJP has a sweeping narrative. They have a few percentage higher votes, but the collective strength of JDU, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress, given their vote share in these three states, is also a massive strength. Second is that the fact that BJP has been shunned out of South and largely a symbol of aspirational India gives us opportunity to tackle the question which often we as Indians ask, that what is the aspirational narrative that opposition has to present. And third is that truly, if one has to look at fact to fact, there is no aspirational narrative that is going to come out of BJP in the run up to 2024. There is not going to be a Chidin. There is not going to be a promise of a 500 rupees cylinder. There isn't going to be a promise of 50 rupees petrol. There isn't going to be a promise of jobs. There isn't going to be a promise of doubling the farm incomes or a Bhrashtachar-free run-up. These are all promises that have run their course for 10 years and not delivered. So if Mr. Modi comes and repeats these promises, people will not believe it. The Modi ki guarantee can be a hit in November 2023, but it is going to be a flop in May 2024 because they have run their course. In contrast, there is a parallel guarantee for aspirational India that India bloc can make in a more credible manner, and that parallel guarantee will have the grassrootedness that caste census kind of agenda has in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh in particular, and it will have the aspirational front that the South is more and more representing.
So North versus South, Ghanshyam, is that where you see the next elections being, that essentially in the north of the country, the India Alliance, where the maximum number of seats are, is in deep trouble, but yes, they've consolidated in the south of the country?
Well, in the south is rejecting BJP for sure. That is visible from Karnataka to Telangana.
Yes.
That is given on facts. I'm not calling north versus south. If you look at the axis right now, it is largely a few northern states and a couple of western states. But if you look at south and east of India, the BJP juggernaut does not exist. Okay. Whether it is the southern state, whether it is Orissa, whether it is Bengal, whether it is Bihar, and there on northeast of India, Manipur is still simmering.
But so we'll have
and
to Mizoram see what happens with
Orissa. So the axis is not just north versus south. It is more of a few northern states and a couple of western states.
Right.
And if you look at the other side, which is Maharashtra, the story is yet to be written with respect to what is going to happen in Maharashtra.
Okay, well, the story is yet to be written. Let's see what finally takes place. I'm going to have to leave this discussion here.